From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Mel, and a crash landing closes one of the world's busiest airports for hours. The Dubai Media Office now says departure and arrival operations at Dubai International Airport have resumed after several hours of delays caused by the crash landing of an Emirates Airlines flight. Carrier says no fatalities were reported among the 300 people on board the flight that was arriving from the southern Indian city of Thiruvananthapuram Wednesday afternoon.
We do not have all the information. Thankfully, there was no fatalities among our passenger and crew. Our first priority in this case, that will be of our passenger and crew, and answer queries from all the family.
That is Sheikh Ahmed bin Saeed Al Maktoum, the airline's chairman. We have just received word that the Emirates Airlines CEO says a firefighter was killed while responding to the airliner crash landing in Dubai. Emirates predicted there would be an eight-hour delay in operations across the network, disrupting travel plans for thousands of passengers during the busy summer vacation season. The Dubai Media Office said flights resumed at the airport a little before 7 o'clock tonight their time. Russia denies claims from Syrian rebels and human rights groups that it was behind a reported chlorine gas attack Tuesday in the same area where a Russian helicopter was shot down a day before, according to a Russian state media report. The TASS news agency says Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it's very hard to react to such information releases. It's not always clear what they're based on, what their sources are. This is VOA News. A medium-range ballistic missile fired Wednesday by North Korea flew about 1,000 kilometers and landed near Japan's territorial waters. So say officials in Seoul and Tokyo, who add it was one of the longest flights by a North Korean missile. The U.S. Strategic Command said North Korea fired two presumed Raedong missiles simultaneously Wednesday, not just one. The command statement said initial indications reveal one of the missiles exploded immediately after launch, while the second was tracked over North Korea and into the Sea of Japan. Japan's defense ministry said the missile landed inside Japan's exclusive economic zone, the 200 nautical mile offshore area where a nation has sovereign rights for exploring and exploiting resources. Japanese media reported it was the first North Korean missile that has splashed down in Japan's EEZ. The Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, said it imposes a serious threat to Japan's security and it is unforgivable as an act of violence toward Japan's security. South Africans voted Wednesday in local polls whose results could resound nationally and shake the longtime ruling party. The National African Congress has dominated national politics since Nelson Mandela ushered the party to power in 1994. But under President Jacob Zuma, the party has been tarnished by corruption scandals. Unemployment and inequality have lingered under his leadership. Opinion polls predict the opposition Democratic Alliance will make gains in metropolitan areas, including the economic hub of Johannesburg. U.S. President Barack Obama wants Congress to approve the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal his administration has been negotiating for nearly his entire time in office. The major candidates to replace him in January, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, would rather not see that happen. Right now, however, Obama said, "I'm president and I'm for it." He said that during a news conference with the Prime Minister of Singapore yesterday.
The answer is to make sure that globalization and trade is working for us, not against us. And that's why today we are reaffirming our commitment to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I am a strong supporter of TPP because it will reduce tariffs, taxes basically, on American goods from cars to crops, and make it easier for Americans to export into the fastest-growing markets of the world.
Republican candidate Donald Trump has been outspoken against the TPP and other trade agreements, vowing he would renegotiate existing deals to make sure they benefit U.S. workers. And Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton initially supported the agreement, but that comment came before the pact was finalized last year, well after she left the administration, and now she says she's against it.
That's the latest world news from VOA.